Everybody, Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight right here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Got a great message for you. Pull up a chair. Get ready. We're going to talk about the parasitical money changers. They're still with us today, and they are parasites. Who are they? Where did they come from? How long have they been around? When will they end? Will there be an end to the money changers? We'll see. You know, the Messiah, our friend, the one that we love and one we appreciate, that sweet Jesus that we talk about all the time, one thing that really PO'd him off was money changers. He hated them with a passion. You say, oh, Pastor, but you're not supposed to hate anybody. The Bible said, through his precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Through precepts. Precepts are truth. We're going to get into some truth, and we're going to see about why that the Heavenly Father hated money changers. Now, as we have talked about, we've talked about money changers who lend money to a people. Well, in Exodus chapter 22, verse 25, it says, if you lend money to any of my people, with you who is poor, you shall not be like a money changer or a money lender to him, and you shall not exact interest from him. Oh, boy. The poor. Could you walk into a major bank? Could you walk into any bank for that matter? And walk out with money in your hands with no expectation of paying interest on that loan? I don't think so. But no wonder Yahweh hates money changers. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender. Deuteronomy 23:19. You shall not charge interest on loans to your brother. You shall not charge interest on money, interest on food, interest on anything that you lend for interest. You may charge a foreigner interest, but you may not charge your brother interest, that Yahweh may bless you and all that you undertake in the land that you are going to enter to take possession. Deuteronomy chapter 24. This is really getting down to the nitty gritty. In Deuteronomy chapter 24, it says, when you make your neighbor a loan of any sort, you shall not go into his house to collect his pledge. They'll come and get your property today. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you make the loan shall bring the pledge out to you. And if he is a poor man, you shall not sleep in his pledge. You shall restore, in other words, when he's putting his house up for interest, you shall restore to him the pledge as the sun sets, that he may sleep in his cloak and his home and bless you. And it shall be righteousness for you before Yahweh. Well, that ain't the way the system works. No wonder that Christ, no wonder that he hated money changers with a passion. Now, today we've got such a trouble in our land, and it's all about money changers. They're crafty. They tell us when we hear about the stock market falling. Oh, we say, oh, we panic. Most people say, oh, my heavens, we're in for a mess. We're going to have hard times. Really? You are, but the money changers ain't. Because when the market slides and falls, guess who reaps the benefits of the houses and the property and the assets that they have you under surety for interest? And guess who collects on that? And so the fall is in their favor. Always remember this. The fall of the money changers marketplace, the banks, the institutions, the lending, in this case, in our country, it's the Federal Reserve. We're going to talk tonight about the European market and the deal that was made with just today, yesterday, I think it was sealed yesterday, and just announced late Sunday night that they had agreed to a deal between the money changers. Now, who are the money changers? What's the difference between the money changers, or the Federal Reserve in the United States, and the European common market in Europe? What about the Asiatic market, the money changers that sit there? These people are those who collect pledges. They will, not only will they come in your house, they will take your house. They will take your car. They will take your cattle. They will take your sheep. They will take your goats. They'll take anything that you've got. Because you signed on the dotted line to the usury makers and the money changers through the fall. They engineer these falls, these global markets. They're engineered to fall, and it scares you to death, and you're sympathetic, and you feel sorry for the people on Wall Street. Have you read lately the enormous sums of money that they have reaped? And you feel sorry for those people on Wall Street when the liberal press prints it in such a way to deceive you that it was the people on Wall Street that lost this money. They did lose it, but it wasn't theirs. It was your money. And this past week, pressured by sliding markets and doubts over their ability to act in unison, European leaders agreed Sunday to provide $640 billion in new loans to the continent's debt-ridden nations in a sweeping effort to regain lost credibility with investors. Now, what about these debt-ridden nations? Well, they owe the IMF, or the International Monetary Fund, which is a collected hedge for the international bankers. So it's the bankers posting the losses, and the gain is for the IMF, who now bails them out. But the reason they bail, more than 10 hours of talks, the finance ministers from the European Union agreed on a deal. What kind of a deal was going on in the money changers' temple? Now, if we go back 2,000 years to when Christ reacted in St. John chapter 2, when he whipped out the money changers, why did he do that for? Have you ever wondered why? You ever wonder why he got so PO'd at the money changers and overturned their tables? Their dealing tables. They were finance ministers. They were actually charging a debt. They had the money changers were those who were collecting the fees, taxes it was. They had imposed a tax fee, or usury, upon the debt of the temple that Herod built that took enormous sums of money that was raised by the citizenry of the nation of Israel. They had come up with the guarantee. Now, if they didn't produce those who owned land, these were taxes enacted illegally, by the way, for a half a shekel of pure silver. That's what they wanted. They wanted real money. Today, they want real money. Now, they give you an issuance of what we call here is paper money in the United States. It's Federal Reserve. In the euro and the Deutschmark and the pound and the franc and all these things. It's still paper money, worthless money. It's issued by them, created by them, issued by them, and in doing so, they crash the market every once in a while or exchange a high rate of interest. The lenders have duped the people of these nations into buying or trading or adding to the bank, the IMF, which is a cloak and dagger operations for the international bankers, the International Monetary Fund, set up just for these purposes when nations get in trouble. And so after more than 10 hours of talks, finance ministers agreed on a deal that would provide over $600 billion in bilateral loans and $76 billion under an existing lending program managed by the European Commission. The union's executive body, Olinda Salgado, the Spanish finance minister who announced the deal, said that the International Monetary Fund was prepared to give up to $280 billion separately. Now, this package, all wrapped up nicely in a deal after 10 hours of talks and probably a couple of years of planning before the fall or the economic hard times that we're in. You see, when people are in economic hard times, they have good times and then they have bad times, just like there's light and darkness. Well, you'll dance in the light, but when dark comes, you can't go dancing because you can't afford the electricity, you can't afford the gas, you can't afford the night out on the town, so to speak. And so you begin to tighten your belt. And the leaders make it hard for you to get money in the times of darkness. These are the money changers now. And you say, oh, things are bad. Not for them. When things are bad for them, that is when you cast out the money changers. When you quit permitting the banks or the IMF or the international cartel of bankers to charge you usury and give them permission to print money that you covet. Officials are hoping that the size of the program, what does it matter? $560 billion, $600 billion, $10 billion, $20 billion, $100 trillion? It doesn't matter. All they have to do is print paper. We've got plenty of that. We cut down more trees. Actually makes for good times. Put your loggers back to work out in Oregon. The print, the die. Then the people in Washington, the Federal Reserve, we're going to talk about them as they enter the scheme, international scheme. And the Federal Reserve and the European Common Market are all under the same international banker cartel umbrella. World finance ministers. They were hoping that the size of the program will signal a shock and awe commitment that will be viewed in the same vein as the $700 billion package that the United States government provided to help its ailing financial institutions in 2008. More like now, maybe $1.5 to $2 trillion that the Federal Reserve printed more money to pull our failing economy up by its bootstraps. Well, praise be to the international bankers who just printed more money to issue the right to charge more interest. This money has to be paid back. Guess by whom? The subjects. You don't own anything anymore. Everything is now being purchased. Most all of this toxic debt that they talk about is under a contract you've signed on the dotted line you put your house, which the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 24 says that you can't come to a man's pledge to collect his pledge and put him out in the street. Well, that's the righteous. These international bankers are not righteous. That's why Christ beat the tar out of them and chased them out of the temple, where they were literally charging the people, collecting a tax, a usury tax, on people that came to have their services rendered to them at the temple. This religious people. Well, you say, well, international bankers are. Oh, yes, they are. They have created a religion of greed. The Bible said that the love of money is the root of all evil. Guess who? When you pull up evil, guess who's hanging on the roots? There is a people who own 97% of all the wealth in good times and bad times. And they collect more wealth in bad times. When you're experiencing bad times, they're experiencing good times. When you're experiencing good times, they're waiting on their opportunity to create a bad time that they can collect on the interest or the pledge or the contract that you've signed. They're hoping for a shock and awe. It works. The leaders were making yet another attempt to stem a debt crisis that pushed Greece to the brink of default on its obligations and has engulfed Europe and global markets to a fall drastically. Just last week it lost almost the Dow here in America concerning the dollar and the stock market. Oh, heaven forbid that we never have a Wall Street. Did you know that this nation would be better off, that these temples of usury collectors who swindle the poor, unsuspecting, oh, they'll come and give you a prosperity spill. Just like the religious prosperity preachers of today. You give, and God will give back to you tenfold, pressed down and running over. He didn't promise you anything when there was interest involved of a blessing. People will actually put their tithing on credit cards and pay interest on it and give it to these slick willy preachers, these evangelists that use it and abuse it. They live in mansions. They fly first class. They own jets. It's awful. big religious institutions that bilk you, just like the international banker. They're part of the scheme. I mean, the money changers were set in right in the midst of the religious system of the world. While they promise you liberty, they make you debtors to the corruption. And they were making another attempt to stem a debt crisis that had pushed the European nations to the brink of default. You don't think America's in trouble of defaulting? If America paid her bills right now, she couldn't print enough money in the next year to cover. Because when you print money, you've got to get some sucker. Poor Greece. They were doing better on their currency until they joined the European Union, which was a band of international bankers forcing the nations of Europe. And it's prosperous times after the war. See, they made a fortune off the war. They sold war munitions and war vehicles to kill and maim. And then after the war, they pledged billions of dollars in loans to clean up the mess. It's a vicious cycle that goes around, headed up by the money changers. No wonder Christ hated them. No wonder that you should hate them and despise them. Now, underscoring the urgency, President Obama, oh, what a savior. He could walk on billions of dollars of oceans of money because he is an angel. He spoke to the German chancellor and the French president on Sunday about the need for decisive action to restore investor confidence in the European market. Wonder why he done that. Was he speaking for the money changers through the Federal Reserve? The wealth and the prosperity of America is being loaned out abroad, anywhere that you want to buy a dollar abroad, it is brought to you courtesy of the Federal Reserve, not the nation's currency, not the nation's wealth, but a usury system set up by independent bankers to bilk the American people out of its wealth. And so our noble president spoke to Germany and France after already conferring with Greece and Spain and Portugal and England, which is right in the midst. The pound is ready to go. I mean, folks, this whole Babylonian system is ready to go. Praise Yahweh. Hopefully, prayerfully, we pray, Heavenly Father, bring the money changers out in the open. Reveal their secrets. Open up the great mystery of the hidden darkness of the evil of a money changer. Make the people of the world aware and awake to the great deception and evilness of those who lend money and print money to rob the people of their natural sources of income and their just weights of silver and gold and precious metals and things which are revered by the international money changers. 10 hours of talks. Boy, that was fast, wasn't it? Okay, we're going to give you guys $1 trillion. You nations, don't worry. Yeah, you got in debt to us and you couldn't pay us back. But no worry, we're going to go through the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and we're going to package you up $1 trillion with the U.S. government providing help. And we're going to give you another Borean holiday. Once again, we'll loan you money, but you must sign away the bank. You must sign away your property. You must accept this usury. And the Federal Reserve announced late Sunday, that was last night, that it had opened a program to ship, S-H-I-P, literally ship, billions of U.S. dollars to Europe in a move designed to help blunt the crises. Where in the hell did the crisis come from? They created it. They exacted the pledge. They wanted their money back. Well, the nation said, we can't pay. We've overspent. We're already taxed, and the people are rioting and throwing stones in the streets. Pretty soon, it's going to be a worldwide rebellion against the money changers. And I hope and trust and pray, Heavenly Father, bring about that day in remembrance of you attacking the temple of the money changers, overturning their tables and beating them with the beating that they well deserve, for they have robbed the poor. They have oppressed the poor and the needy, while they lavish in their rich towers of ivory, while they jet across the earth at the expense of the poor, while they rob and charge usury for those poor that have to go sign away their life and their savings and their goods and their land and their properties for a surety and for a pledge. Father, bring these central banks of Satan, where the love of money has involved them to the tune of trillions of dollars of toxic debt, of worthless paper that they have printed, and then they exact a return of goods and services at the hands of the poor and the needy. Oh yeah, it's nice to go down to the bank and borrow unlimited funds. Oh, take all the time you want to repay. We got plenty of money for you. Now that they tighten the belt, they preach in hard times. In these times is when they make the most money, because they exact and then they take the pledge from the poor people that were enticed to borrow. And they become servants to the lenders. These lenders deserve not to be there. This nation does not and has not owed one silver or gold coin to these international bankers, because they don't have any authority to collect these precious assets. These are just weights. They don't operate on just weights. They use illegal Federal Reserve notes, and they're shipping billions of dollars to design to blunt the crisis, and the spreading crisis has driven up demand for the U.S. dollar. Oh, glory be. Other central banks, including the Bank of Canada, the Queen's Bank, the richest bitch on earth. Yeah, the Queen. She's the rich bitch. She owns a big amount of wealth of silver and gold, the real deal, from the exacting of usury of her subjects. When kings and queens rule, the people will be fleeced because the rich, the kings, the nobles, the international bankers, the Bank of England. Oh man, if you knew how much finance went on less than probably 10 acres right downtown London, England, the Bank of Japan, the Bank of China, the Bank of Canada, the Bank of Germany, the Bank of Russia, all of these banks are owned by the international bankers who own nothing of real value. But they have convinced the nations that they themselves are capable of lending you money. Where did our money go? Well, it goes in the form of usury back to the international bankers who create debt that can never be paid. That's a secret of the Federal Reserve. They wanted to avoid a systematic collapse like that which followed on Wall Street of the Lehman Brothers. You know who owns the Lehman Brothers bank that went under? The same cartel that owns the rest of the banks. Oh, yeah. You know, they'll let one of their institutions fail every once in a while just to keep you sidetracked in your mind on the one that failed, while the others, including the one that failed, all they do is divide up the profit and count your money. Now, they don't count Federal Reserve notes. That's not what they're counting. You count those. You covet those. You lust for those because they've created an illusion that that's real money, and it's not. What they're counting behind the scenes is the real deal. They count the property, the titles to your land. They count the silver and the gold and the precious metals of the earth that you were at one time in possession of, and now it's changed from your hands, the real deal, to them, while you covet their worthless money. The diplomats said that the IMF would be expected to play a major role in an overall aid package, an IMF contribution of $220 billion of euros would bring the total of a new loan guarantee to $720 billion, which collected and finalized would be almost $1 trillion for the indebtedness when the Federal Reserve is putting billions into the package. The fact that they are so worried is clear, said David Marsh, the author of The Euro, a book on the history of the monetary union. But I don't think that there's enough commitment or economic firepower in Germany to provide the massive loan guarantees to satisfy the markets. You mean the German people ain't being bled to death any more than they already are, and they are under the heel and the boot of this evil system because of World War II, that they'll never be able to repay or have anything of wealth and value in Germany? Listen to this now. This is like the kettle calling the pot black. Predictably, politicians blamed speculators for the market upheaval. Well, the politicians didn't have anything to do with it. When they themselves were out to lunch when the Federal Reserve was formed and the Euro, the European Union, which is the counter of the Federal Reserve, both of these evil, satanic, parasitical systems are created to divert the real wealth of the nations through wars and through rumors of wars, through machinery and things that they manufacture at the bank loaning institution. See, the world thrives on the international bankers. We go when they go, and we fall when they fall. And we bleed red, and they bleed gold and silver. I mean, it just rains down on top of us. When we're in trouble, when we are at our worst economic times, they are sitting atop the pyramid scheme of socialist communist Jewish agenda of counting your money. The Swedish finance minister, Anders Borg, said immediate action was needed to tackle herd behaviors. Now, what do they mean by that? They're really pack behaviors. Wolves. Greedy people that the market, money changers, have encouraged you poor investors to come and buy into this stock or that stock. And then when it falls, guess who has put up the money? Guess where that money goes? Into the coffers of the international bankers. They're the one, when these falls are not falls, they're fall for you because you fail for them. And when you fall, they're sitting at the top laughing all the way inside their vaults to store your goods and your pledges. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in one of the most perilous of all times that the world has never known. So Europe has stepped to the plate and agreed to a $1 trillion rescue plan. Oh, goody, goody, goody for the international bankers once again coming to the aid of the poor people of the world. It averted a crisis. Really? Yeah. Always saved the banks from failing. What a scheme. These blood-sucking parasites who have deceived and ruled over the poor people who have no choice but to go back to the banks one more time and sign whatever is left of their possessions over to the international bankers, which is the whole deal. The move was cheered on Wall Street. The Dow Jones was leading the way with more than 400-point gain. You know what that means? Good times are here again, Charlie. We just skinned the poor unsuspecting people with usury and more debt. In fact, the Fed's part, they started this program a-rolling in 2008 here in America, where they have rolled over billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars made available to Wall Street, where they have in turn paid their executives. These are the wolves sitting at the top counting the lambs. Pelts that they have skinned. Yours is probably included in that. But the Feds aren't alone. The Bank of Canada, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank. Well, what a beautiful word. The Swiss National. The Bank of Japan. Well, they're taking part in the dollar swap. And they say, don't worry about your own economy before sending money overseas. I don't have much of a problem with the Feds trying to solidify the world economy and raise it out of its shambles. After all, we created it, and therefore we have the fix. With the today's rally, we are now cheering on Wall Street because the United States again has printed $1 trillion to the rescue. $1 trillion. And we're going to ship it overseas. And isn't that well timed to help interject a bit of enthusiasm for the global economy? I just hope that you can see that it's the sheep that are being fleeced out of their wealth, out of their pledges, by the evil, satanic, parasitical use of interest or usury, which Yahweh said not to charge. But do you think that the international bankers worry about what Christ thought about the situation? I don't think so. Europe and America, again, has stepped up to the plate. We've bailed you out, people of the world. Give us glory. Send all of your money and interest into our banks. We need your wealth. We will give you power to open up your factories, and we will start a war, and you all will build the stuff to fight it, and that'll bring prosperity and jobs back to you people. Do you agree that we need war? Oh, yes. Let's kill somebody. Let's hate somebody. Banks up 12%. Commodity shares advance on surge in crude and metal prices. European shares spiked on Monday after the worst weekly drop in nearly 18 months, with $1 trillion rescue package to stabilize the euro. Brought to you courtesy of the global policymakers. You know who they are. It's not leaders of your country. They have nothing to do. They're just figureheads. Obama is nothing more than a pauper. And whatever they decide to dole out to him and his leftist socialist cohorts that are in cahoots with the international bankers who have now brought all the nations except the United States to its knees, and we're almost in the kneeling position, and financial stocks is again the top gainers. Jumping 12%. 12%. The Royal Bank of Scotland is up 9.5 to 26.7. They surged from 9.6 to 26.7. Guess who made money? The massive package of standby funds and loan guarantees measures out from the central bank bond purchases surprised financial. Oh, we're so surprised that the euro rose 2% and the bond futures fell and European credit derivatives rallied sharply with the infusion of $1 trillion. And again, the risk appetite is whetted by the investors. And now they're jumping back into the stock market, for once again, they will convince you to rush to the bank to sign a loan and give them a pledge and invest this money, and they'll invest it for you on the stock market. The only thing, when the good times fall into bad times, it's in the bad times that they count their most precious asset. And that's not Federal Reserve notes. That's not the European notes. That's silver and gold and land and titles to the property. In the first 90 minutes of trading, 200 million shares changed hands, representing 77% of its 90 daily average volume. The average daily volume in 2009 was 253 million shares. They jumped to 200 million this morning. Across Europe, Britain's index gained 4.1%. In Germany, they rose 4%. And France surged to 7.2%. But the biggest gains, listen to this now, the biggest gains was made by Spain, Greece, Italy, and Portugal, up 11%. The Bank of England is expected to leave interest rates at 0.5% and not to undertake further qualitative easing purchasing when it concludes its Monetary Policy Committee meeting on today. Oh, let's just hope and pray that they leave interest rates at 0.05. How generous of them. It's an open door again to the bank. Good times are here again. We're now bailed out. They came, all the saviors, the money changer. They have saved us from certain black days on Wall Street and London and Tokyo and Moscow and Bonn. We've been saved again by the saviors, the money changers. May they be cursed. May they all inherit hell, which was prepared for them. And may these parasites, that scumbags that crawl the earth, may they be eliminated forever from our planet, where love and joy and prosperity in the true form of just weights and measures can be given back to its people who serve our Father in just weights and measures. May that happy day be here. When your dollar would be a silver dollar, and when your gold could purchase your properties and be exchanged for just weights, where there will be no more greed on Wall Street. May they rot. May they disappear from the planet. May it sink into the Atlantic Ocean. And may all of the money changers go with them. May our earth be ridded of the parasites. May Babylon fall in one moment, in one hour, and in one day. May that day be soon. May their monetary policies go to hell with them, who have lied to the poor people and robbed them of their riches and their wealth, and caused them to be subjects instead of citizens. Boy, I had a brother from Dallas, Texas, call me today, and he lit my fire. He told me about the monetary policies. He told me about the laws that we have been hoodwinked into thinking that we had to play in the court a different tune than what the original contract was written for. They have changed times and laws, and we have failed for it. He gave me a master discourse on the laws that are laying dormant while the black robes of these evil ones. Today we just had another nominated. Another one of those money changing elites that sit at the top We put the fox in the hen house and expect to have hens to keep on laying the golden eggs. Ladies and gentlemen, no wonder we're not reaping any of the treasures. No wonder that we have to be the tail and not the head. No wonder that we fell from grace. No wonder, because we have forsaken Him and the laws of Yahweh. And we have went in the way of the greed and the love of the money changers. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a shame. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call tonight. I'm sponsored by those who love Yahweh and that know the truth of the message that I preach tonight. Yahweh bless you, and Yahweh give you wisdom and knowledge. May you join me in my prayer tonight again against the money changers. Yahweh hated them, and so do I, and so should you. Ladies and gentlemen, we could all enjoy prosperity in this country. This country here is a great country. But if you've ever been to Europe, it's a beautiful country. It's prosperous, long has been prosperous. Our fathers and our founding fathers came through there, and most of them still live there. We came to this country because we were oppressed religiously. And to escape the money changers, instead of that, escape them. Tomorrow night I'm going to talk to you about what Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and some of the founding fathers talked about and warned us about. Where we are now victims of these blood-sucking parasites that have sucked the wealth right out of our front door. And they're even now foreclosing on the front door of our homes. Our children, we don't leave any assets for our children. We're being cursed instead of blessed simply because that the people of Yahweh have turned their ears from serving Yahweh and calling upon Him and serving Him in just ways and have listened to the money changers. Oh, what a happy day when we'll change from our wicked ways and when we will have the right and the love and the knowledge to lay up treasures in heaven where the moth and the thief and the money changers are not here. They're going to leave. Babylon is going to fall. And I pray tonight with all of my heart, and I want you to join me in prayer, that these blood-sucking demons of hell who have come along and changed the truth into a lie and got us worshiping the God of money, the mighty dollar, the mighty pound. Ladies and gentlemen, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. But we're suckered and snookered, and they're laughing all the way to the earthly paradises, which I hope turns into a burning inferno. And they are driven from our borders and disappear, and not one Canaanite will ever be left in our midst. Praise Yahweh. Write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, and Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748, who know the truth about these money changers. All of our brothers and sisters that are in the know that will be attending Passover on May the 27th. The night of the 27th will start the foot washing. The day of Passover will be on Friday the 28th through the 5th of June. We'll be there in the fellowship. Call me. Area code 423-626-2172. And ladies and gentlemen, you can write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, I understand by Brother Dave that my computer clock's off. He says that I'm about 3 minutes slow, so it's coming up right now on my computer at 10:01. So we've got a couple of minutes here to remind you that Yahweh's soon coming. I'll see you tomorrow night. part two of the Money Changers. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to tell you how that they come to power and how these parasites are sucking the lifeblood right out of our very spiritual body. Let's pray and let's come together. Let's lift up holy hands. Let's return to Yahweh with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Let's y'all lift that reserve note where it belongs, right up the shaft of where they sit. And let's return to Yahweh with just weights and measure. I'll see you tomorrow. 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Transmitting Jewel South, the part two of the Money Changers. You don't want to miss it. Come back with us. Write us. We need your help. Yahweh bless you. And I love you.